Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rick Shue. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Bergman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mike Brumley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Strange. Batting ninth. The DH, Jeff Datz. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Tanana. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Deion James. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Buddy Black. And now, play ball. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Williams reaches second base with a double. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ward hits a line drive towards the mound. Black reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 3-2. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carter hits a pop-up into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Shue hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brumley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Brumley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1-2. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shue fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Brien moves to second. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brumley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doug Strange is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Datz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Datz takes first base on ball 4. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pettis is 0 for 1 in the game. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Furman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Williams strikes out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Snyder throws the ball into Brown, who tags Ward trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Heath moves to third. Two outs. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shue is 0 for 1 in the game. Shue takes first base on ball 4. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bergman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bergman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tanana fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brumley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brumley is 0 for 1 in the game. Brumley strikes out. One out. Doug Strange is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Strange is 0 for 1 in the game. Strange hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Datz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Datz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Datz hits a pop-up towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Joel Skinner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brumley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Firmin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brumley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pettis is 0-for-2 in the game. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. James is 0-for-2 in the game. James hits a line drive towards third. Shaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards first. Bergman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Shaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Bergman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bergman bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Shaw moves to second. One out. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brumley is 0-for-2 in the game. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Strange is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Strange is 0-for-2 in the game. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. 2 outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brumley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jeff Datz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Datz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Datz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pettis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tommy Hinzo pinch runs for Joel Skinner. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Furman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Furman bunts towards first. Bergman scoops it up and throws to first, with Strange covering, for the out. Hinzo moves to second. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hinzo scores. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Denny Gonzalez pinch hits for Deion James. Denny Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tanana fires to first and has Brown trapped. There's the throw to Strange, who tags Brown for the out. 2 outs. Denny Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is hit by the pitch. Brad Kaminsk pinch runs for Denny Gonzalez. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Brad Kaminsk now playing center field. Joe Carter now playing left field. Tom Magren now catching. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Magren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. 2 outs. Rickshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Shaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shaw hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 1, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.